Chapter 4. General License Information. Licenses. If you live in Vermont and plan to drive in Vermont, you must obtain a Vermont driver's license. A person who has moved into the state from another jurisdiction with a valid license from that state shall obtain a Vermont license within 60 days of moving into the state. In accordance with state and federal law, any person holding a commercial driver's license from another state must transfer their commercial driver's license within 30 days of establishing residency in Vermont. The act of licensing makes driving a privilege, and holding a license requires that you drive within the limits of the law and treat all users of the highway, including bicyclists, motorcyclists, and pedestrians, with courtesy and consideration. Your influence on the lives of others is greatly expanded, as is your responsibility when you get into the driver's seat of a motor vehicle. The license examination tests your knowledge and skills. It is your responsibility to drive safely and responsibly. Types of licenses: learner's permit, driver's license, junior driver's license, commercial driver's license, CDL, enhanced driver's license, EDL. Driver's privilege card. Questions and answers about learner's permits. Who needs a learner's permit? If you are a Vermont resident and want to drive in Vermont, you will have to get a Vermont learner's permit. You must be at least 15 years old to take the test. A resident of another state enrolled in a Vermont driver education and training course can also obtain a Vermont learner's permit. A letter from the school confirming enrollment will be required. What do I need to do to get a learner's permit? 1. If you are 15, 16, or 17 years old, you need your parents' or legal guardian's permission, unless you are an emancipated minor. A parent or legal guardian must sign the application before you can take the test. If you are a foreign exchange student, you may obtain a Foreign Exchange Parental Authorization Form, VL-036, to be signed by a parent or legal guardian. A host parent cannot sign. 2. Your permit will be issued after you pass the online permit test and pay the required fees. To apply for a learner's permit, an individual under the age of 18 must have maintained a clean driving record in the previous 2 years. If you have had any recalls, suspensions, or revocations, contact DMV, as you may be required to serve an additional waiting period. When and where can I drive with a permit? With a valid learner's permit, you may drive anywhere, anytime in Vermont if there is a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, or a licensed or certified unimpaired driver, education instructor, or a licensed and unimpaired individual 25 years of age or older riding in the front seat. Before driving in any other state, you must contact that state's motor vehicle department or law enforcement agency to see if it is legal to drive in that state with a Vermont learner's permit. Questions and answers about junior driver's licenses. Who can get a junior driver's license? An individual must have maintained a clean driving record without any learner's permit recalls, suspensions, or revocations for a 6-month period prior to obtaining a junior driver's license. An individual must possess a learner's permit for at least 1 year prior to obtaining a junior driver's license. A junior driver's license is issued to persons 16 or 17 years old who pass the required examination. Your parent or legal guardian must sign your application giving permission for you to be tested. Before getting a license, all 16 and 17-year-olds must have passed a state-approved driver education and training course consisting of 30 hours of classroom study, 6 hours behind-the-wheel training, and 6 hours of observation. The Vermont Agency of Education, Driver Education Division, oversees driver education courses at high schools. There are also Vermont commercial driver training schools that offer driver training courses. In addition to the hours indicated above, you must complete 40 hours of driving practice, with at least 10 hours being nighttime driving. Nighttime driving is considered driving during the period of 30 minutes after sunset to 30 minutes before sunrise. What do I need to get a junior driver's license? 1. A Vermont learner's permit that is not expired. A person may take a road test if their learner's permit has not been expired more than 3 years and has been renewed prior to the exam. If it has been expired more than 3 years, a written exam would be required before the road test can be given. 2. Successful completion of a driver education course certified by the Vermont Agency of Education or the Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles. Your instructor must have logged your completion in the Driver Education Certification Service before a driving test can be administered. Out-of-state driver's education is only acceptable if the course was taught by a certified and/or licensed driver education instructor and includes both classroom and behind-the-wheel training. If the completion certificate was not issued by a state agency, the applicant must provide documentation on state letterhead from the appropriate agency indicating that a recognized driver education program issued the certificate and must list the minimum requirements for successful completion of the program. 3. Your parent or guardian must certify you have completed 40 hours of practice behind the wheel, with at least 10 hours being nighttime driving. You can use the driving practice log sheet, Form VN-219, or the Road Ready app to track your progress. Note, the law requires the 40 hours of driving practice to be in addition to the 6 hours of behind-the-wheel driving required for successful completion of driver education. 4. You need your parents' or legal guardian's permission, unless you are an emancipated minor. A parent or legal guardian must sign the application before you can take the test. If you are a foreign exchange student, you must obtain in advance a Foreign Exchange Parental Authorization, Form VL-036, to be signed by a parent or legal guardian. Your host parent cannot sign this form. This form is available at motor vehicles offices. 5. You must enter your Social Security number on the application or provide a letter from the Social Security Administration indicating your ineligibility to receive a Social Security number. 6. Schedule an appointment for an exam. 7. Have a vehicle that is clean, in good mechanical condition, legal, and with a valid inspection sticker. Be sure the emergency parking brake is working properly. 8. Be prepared. Check for a valid insurance card as required by Vermont law and vehicle registration before arriving for your appointment. Failure to show a valid insurance card and a registration certificate will prevent testing. The insurance card must state the name of the insurance carrier, effective and expiration dates of coverage, the name of the insured, and the description of the vehicle, including the vehicle identification number. 9. Your license will be issued after you pass the road test, pay the required fees, and provide proper identification. Transferring an out-of-state junior driver's license, applicants under 18. You may convert your out-of-state junior driver's license and obtain a Vermont junior driver's license by 1. Successfully passing the required examinations, 2. Providing proof, see what do I need to get a junior driver's license, #2 above, of successful completion of a state-approved driver education program, 3. Providing proof of completion of an additional 40 hours of driving. If you have a junior driver's license from another state and apply for a Vermont junior driver's license, you will be subject to Vermont's graduated license provisions unless you have held the junior driver's license in the other state for a period of at least 6 months. High school driver's license testing. Some DMV-licensed high school driver education instructors conduct driver's license road tests. This service is provided only at schools that have enrolled in the testing program and by those instructors who have been certified as examiners by the Department of Motor Vehicles. Road tests will be administered only to students who attend a participating school. A student who passed the road test, which was given by the high school driver education instructor, will be issued a driver education examination certificate. This certificate, valid Vermont learner's permit, license application completed and signed by parent or legal guardian, road test and licensing fee, and proof of Vermont residency are all required for license issue. These must be submitted in person to any motor vehicle customer service office. The instructors at participating schools will provide complete information regarding this program to students. What restrictions are on a junior driver's license? A junior driver's license is considered a provisional license. The Commissioner of Motor Vehicles may take your license away if you show that you are an unsafe driver through your actions. Your license may also be taken away if your parent or guardian withdraws their permission for you to drive. While holding a junior driver's license, you cannot operate a vehicle in the course of your employment for 1 year following the issuance of the junior driver's license. For example, an individual cannot act as a pizza delivery person, driver, until they have had their junior driver's license for 1 year, or until they reach the age of 18, whichever comes first. While holding a junior driver's license, an individual may not carry passengers for hire. During the first 3 months of operation under a junior driver's license, the individual is restricted to driving alone. Passengers are permitted only if there is a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, or a licensed or certified unimpaired driver education instructor, or a licensed and unimpaired individual 25 years of age or older riding in the front seat. If one of those individuals is in the vehicle, there is no restriction on the number of passengers. However, the driver is not allowed to transport more passengers than there are safety belts. During the second 3 months of operation under a junior driver's license, the individual may begin transporting family members. After holding a junior driver's license for 6 months, there is no restriction on the number of passengers they can transport in the vehicle. However, the driver is not allowed to transport more passengers than there are safety belts. A person shall not use any portable electronic device while operating a motor vehicle. This includes reading and the manual composing or sending of electronic communications, including text messages, instant messages, and emails. Portable electronic devices include, but are not limited to, cellular telephones, personal digital assistant, PDA, tablets, iPads, and laptop computers. Questions and answers about driver's licenses. Who can get a driver's license? A driver's license is issued to eligible individuals 18 years of age or older who pass the required examination. This license allows a person to drive any non-commercial vehicle except a school bus or motorcycle. To drive a school bus or ride a motorcycle, additional exams are required. How do I get a driver's license if I have a valid learner's permit? 1. Make an appointment for an exam. 2. Have a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, or a licensed or certified unimpaired driver education instructor, or a licensed and unimpaired individual 25 years of age or older with you. The license of any accompanying driver must be valid at the time of application. 3. Have a vehicle that is clean and in good mechanical condition with a valid inspection sticker. Be sure the emergency parking brake is working properly. 4. Proof of current and valid automobile insurance is required by Vermont law. The proof must state the name of the insurance carrier, effective and expiration dates of coverage, name of insured, description of the vehicle, including the vehicle identification number. 5. Proof of valid registration for the vehicle is required. 6. Your license will be issued after you pass the road test and pay the fees. How do I get a driver's license if I have a valid license from another state? When a new Vermont resident applies for a Vermont driver's license and possesses a valid out-of-state license or an out-of-state license that has been expired for 3 years or less, an eye examination will be required. 1. Bring your valid or expired 3 years or less license from your home state, proof of identity. If your home state license is not valid, have someone who has a valid license drive you to the Department of Motor Vehicles. If your license has been expired for more than 3 years, or you do not have an out-of-state license, you will have to take the vision, written, and road tests. Who may not be issued a new license or renew an existing license? A person whose privilege to operate a motor vehicle in any state has been suspended, revoked, or refused cannot be issued a license until such suspension, revocation, or refusal has been terminated and the person has been officially notified in writing of reinstatement. A license cannot be issued to a person when the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles has evidence that such person either cannot or will not operate a motor vehicle without endangering the other users of the highway. A person who is not a Vermont resident. School bus endorsement. Every Vermont licensed driver who transports school children in a school bus must have a driver's license with a school bus endorsement. If you drive a school bus, which has a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more, or which is manufactured to carry 16 or more passengers, including the driver, you will need a commercial driver's license with passenger and school bus endorsements. If you transport school children in school buses rated by the manufacturer for fewer than 16 passengers, you are required to obtain a Type 2 school bus endorsement on your driver's license. If you are transporting school children in other vehicles, you may also need a Type 2 school bus endorsement. If you transport school children in a multifunction school activity bus owned or leased by a school, you need a school bus endorsement. If you are transporting school children for hire, such as in a taxi, you must have a school bus endorsement. If you are transporting school children in cars or vans owned either privately or by a school, you may be required to get a school bus endorsement on your driver's license. You can get a school bus manual by visiting one of our offices. Motorcycle endorsement and motorcycle learner's permits. Any person 16 years old or older who has a license may get a motorcycle endorsement or a motorcycle permit by passing a test. You should read the motorcycle licensing guide and operator's manual before taking the test. You can get a motorcycle manual by visiting one of our offices. Motorcycle Rider Training Program. The Vermont Rider Education Program, VREP, encourages people of all ages who are interested in riding a motorcycle to take this training. The training program follows nationally recognized safety and training standards and involves both classroom and on-motorcycle training. Motorcycles, textbooks, and helmets are provided for students taking the basic rider course. Students who successfully complete the course are exempt from taking the state written and skill exams required to obtain a motorcycle endorsement. For course information, visit the Vermont DMV website. Do I need an appointment? Yes, visit mydmv.vermont.gov to schedule an appointment. All DMV visits are by appointment only. If you are unable to keep the scheduled appointment, please cancel or reschedule your appointment as soon as possible so that we may make the scheduled time available to someone else. Check your proof of valid insurance as required by Vermont law and vehicle registration before arriving at DMV. Note, if you are hearing impaired, an interpreter will be provided if requested at the time of scheduling an appointment. Vermont Relay Service, TTY, is available by calling 711. Why does the state require driving tests? The tests are used to evaluate the following. Can you read and understand the road signs and lights used on the road? Do you know the laws about driving vehicles in this state? Can you see well enough to drive safely? Do you have the proper driving skills to enable you to be a safe and courteous driver? Do you have any disabilities that may affect your ability to operate your vehicle safely? Will you properly maintain your vehicle so that it will be safe to drive? Are you willing? And do you have the knowledge necessary to be a safe and courteous driver? Are you committed to respecting the rights of bicyclists, motorcyclists, and pedestrians as well as other drivers? What are the tests like? 1. Vision test. Using a vision screening device, the examiner will test how well you see. If the results of the screening determine that your vision does not meet the required standards of 20/40, you will be referred to an eye doctor of your choice and expense for further testing. The eye doctor will complete an evaluation to determine if any restrictions should be placed on your driving privilege. The eye doctor must be a licensed optometrist or ophthalmologist. 2. Knowledge test. The knowledge test is online and has 20 questions. Each question has 4 answers to choose from, of which only 1 is correct. You must answer at least 16 questions correctly to pass the test. If you fail the test, you must wait at least 1 day before taking another one. 3. Road test. The road test will not be given until you have passed all other parts of the test. Before the examination, you should have at least 40 hours of actual driving experience under the direction of an experienced driver or driving instructor. At least 5 hours of this should be in traffic. Practically every person of average ability with sufficient practice, under the supervision of a good instructor, can learn to drive. During the road test, you will not be asked to do anything which is against the law. No tricks will be played on you. You must follow the directions of the examiner who will be riding with you. You will be expected to handle your vehicle with skill, drive at proper speeds according to conditions, and obey signs and rules of the road. No animals are allowed in the vehicle during a road test. If you fail the road test for any reason, you must wait at least 1 week before taking another test. If you fail a road test 3 times, a minimum waiting period of 1 month is required. Do I have to furnish a vehicle for the driving test? Yes. The vehicle must be registered and inspected. The state in which it is registered and inspected does not matter. You must have proof of insurance for the vehicle you use. Check your registration, inspection sticker, and insurance before arriving for the test. Rental vehicles may not be used for road tests unless the rental company provides a letter accepting full responsibility if the applicant takes the road test in the rental vehicle. Vehicles that are displaying dealer registration are not acceptable unless you are an immediate family member of the dealership. No road test will be given in a vehicle displaying agriculture, antique, or exhibit plates, because these plates, by law, are restricted in their use. Condition of the vehicle used in the road test. You will not be permitted to take the driving test unless the motor vehicle you furnish is properly equipped, in good mechanical condition, and properly registered, insured, and inspected. The safe operating condition of the vehicle is the responsibility of the operator. Proper equipment in good mechanical condition includes headlights, horn, windshield wipers, rearview mirror, taillights, tires, steering mechanism, windshield, exhaust system, brakes, fenders, bumpers, and if manufactured or assembled after January 1, 1955, directional signals. Safety belts and defrosters are required in 1964 and later models. No road test will be given in a vehicle that does not have safety belts. Emergency parking brakes must be adequate to hold the vehicle in neutral on any grade on which it is operated, both with the vehicle headed uphill or downhill. Illegal tinting of the front windows of your vehicle is not allowed.